The Labor Department said today that the U.S. added 164,000 jobs in July. That's about what economists were expecting. But those numbers did not seem to inspire the stock market, which is still reacting to President Trump's announcement yesterday that he's planning more tariffs on Chinese goods come September. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with that jobs report. Another strong month of job growth. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, on the surface, it looked pretty good. Arguably, there is some softness when you get into the details. For one thing, the prior 2 months were revised lower. So in May and June, actually saw 41,000 fewer jobs added than we previously thought. And also, if you look at the trend over, say, the average of 3 months or 6 months, it's trending downward. It's below that sort of 200,000 level that's been the average since the recovery really got started in 2010. And one really sort of underappreciated statistic in this that economist Carl Riccadonna pointed out to me is that the average number of hours worked per week actually slipped a little bit to 34.3. And that's a 2-year low. And it might not sound like a bad thing. People are working less hours per week. But, you know, if you're getting paid by the hour, that means you're earning less money. So the way he calculated it, he says that's like removing 200,000 jobs from the economy. So basically offsetting the gains we saw this month.
Well, what about wage growth? What did we see there?
3.2%, decent, a little bit above what was expected.
Mike, as the Fed looks at this, and they just this week decided to cut interest rates for the first time since the financial crisis, cutting interest rates is something the Fed typically does when it's worried about growth. So as they look at this jobs report, which, you know, as you say, it's been trending down, but it's still pretty good job growth. What do they see?
You know, I don't think this alone in isolation will move the needle for them too much. They likely will take note of the sort of softer elements that I've noticed, but it's still a decent report. It's not ringing major alarm bells for them. They're more looking at some of the other, and especially global economic data, particularly in the manufacturing sector in Europe and even in the U.S. Some of the ISM reports coming out show that growth in manufacturing is really ground to a halt. So those are the things they're trying to sort of get ahead of, because they could eventually lead the job market and affect the job market a little further down the line.
What about the tariffs? The stock market fell sharply yesterday when President Trump surprised some people and announced that he will put 10% tariffs on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese goods starting in September. This includes things like smartphones and sneakers, which until now have been spared from the tariffs. Why is he doing this?
Well, it's clear even from the president's tweets at the beginning of the week and further reporting by Bloomberg and others since then that the trade delegation, basically Steve Mnuchin and Robert Lighthizer, were in Shanghai this week. It's clear that there wasn't much progress made, and they didn't really come back with anything to make Trump think that the two sides were getting closer together. So he's really using this apparently as a way to ratchet up pressure on China before the next round of talks in the U.S. in September.
Now, that may look like it's a good negotiating tactic. However, as we've reported, there are a lot of other countries in Asia that are benefiting from this trade war, and China is simply cutting the tariffs on them and doing more trade with them. Is the U.S. losing out every time the pressure gets ratcheted up?
Right. And there is they're doing more business with Russia on the agriculture side, too. President Trump looks at it the way most economists don't look at it. He believes if China is struggling a little bit, that's good for America. Most people, I think most economists would not agree with that. Economics is a global issue. If China's struggling, it's not necessarily to our benefit. But, you know, clearly President Trump has his own way of looking at the world.
Well, and is China responding directly to the tariffs that President Trump just announced yesterday?
We haven't, you know, there was a state media, the Global Times, one of the Chinese state newspapers, had an editorial basically saying this is just pushing them further apart. We're kind of waiting to see if they will announce a sort of big retaliation for this.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.